I've already got the vent cover loose when I notice it, that soft gray line along the edge where the metal meets the wall. It's not dramatic, no big clumps falling out, just that quiet sign that air has been moving through here for years, carrying things you don't see until you slow down and really look. I've done this job in houses that smelled fine, looked clean, felt comfortable, and still had vents like this. That's usually when people are surprised. They think air quality is something you can smell or see right away. Most of the time it's not. It's something you feel weeks later when you're breathing easier, or when the dust doesn't seem to come back as fast. Right now I'm holding the vent in one hand, feeling that light grit on my fingers. And this is where I want you to be with me, standing right here, understanding what's actually happening when air moves through your home, and why taking the time to clean vents and filters the right way makes more difference than people think. You can do this. I'll walk you through it. Before I touch anything else, I always like to step back and remind myself what this job really is. Cleaning air vents and filters isn't about making things look nicer. It's about how your house breathes. Every room you spend time in depends on air moving in a steady loop. Air goes in, air comes out, and everything floating in that air goes along for the ride. Dust, pollen, pet hair, moisture, skin particles, cooking residue. All of it ends up traveling through the same pathways over and over again. What most people miss is that vents and filters are not passive parts of the system. They're active choke points. Every bit of air your system moves has to pass through them. That means even a thin layer of buildup can change how air flows, how evenly rooms heat or cool, and how much work your system has to do just to keep up. Over time, that strain shows up in higher energy bills, uneven temperatures, and air that feels stale even when the system is running. I've walked into plenty of homes where people swear they change their filters regularly, but the vents are coated with years of fine dust. That dust didn't just appear overnight. It accumulated slowly, quietly, as air moved across those surfaces day after day. And once it's there, every cycle of the system stirs a little of it back into circulation. You don't always see it floating around, but your body notices. Sinuses get irritated. Allergies feel worse indoors than outdoors. People wake up feeling congested and don't connect it to what's happening inside their own walls. Another thing people get wrong is thinking that vents and filters are the same job. They're related, but they serve different roles. The filter is your system's first line of defense. It's designed to catch particles before they get pulled deeper into the equipment. The vents, on the other hand, are where that conditioned air enters and leaves your living space. When vents are dirty, you're essentially reintroducing collected debris right where you breathe. Failure usually comes from rushing or oversimplifying the task. Someone pops the vent cover off, wipes the front with a rag, and puts it back. Or they replace the filter without ever looking at how the old one came out or how the airflow is marked. I've even seen filters installed backward, which turns them into obstacles instead of protectors. These mistakes don't always cause immediate problems, but they quietly undo the purpose of the whole system. Success looks different. Success is when the system runs and the air feels lighter. When dust doesn't settle as quickly on furniture. When rooms heat and cool more evenly because air isn't being restricted at the last point of delivery. It's also when you understand what clean actually means in this context. Not spotless, not sterile, but free of loose buildup that can be picked up and redistributed. Before you touch a tool, the most important thing is how you think about the task. You're not just cleaning surfaces. You're resetting how air moves through your home. You're paying attention to airflow direction, buildup patterns, and how the system has been behaving before today. If you approach it with that mindset, every decision you make during the job will be better, calmer, and more effective. Once I know what I'm trying to accomplish, I lay everything out where I can see it. Not because I love neatness, but because it keeps me from rushing. For this job, you don't need anything exotic, but every tool has a purpose, and using the wrong substitute can make the work messier than it needs to be. I always start with a screwdriver that fits the vent screws properly. Stripping a screw head because you grabbed the wrong size is a small frustration that turns into a big distraction. I also keep a vacuum nearby, preferably one with a hose attachment. You're not trying to reach deep into ductwork, but you do want controlled suction to capture loose debris instead of pushing it around. A soft brush matters more than people expect. Something stiff enough to dislodge dust, but not so aggressive that it scratches metal or flexes plastic vents. I've learned that if you hear a harsh scraping sound, you're using too much pressure. A damp microfiber cloth is another quiet hero here. It traps fine particles instead of smearing them. For filters, readiness starts before you even remove the old one. I like to look at the size printed on the frame and confirm the replacement matches exactly. Close enough is not good enough. Filters that are slightly too small let air bypass them. Filters that are too tight restrict flow. I also check the airflow arrow on the filter. That arrow isn't decoration. It tells you which way the system pulls air, and installing it wrong changes how effectively the filter works. Setting up the workspace means thinking about gravity and airflow. Dust will fall. It always does. I usually put a towel or drop cloth beneath the vent before removing the cover. That way, I'm not chasing debris across the floor later. I also make sure the system is turned off. Not because it's dangerous to leave it on, but because moving air while you're cleaning just stirs things up and works against you. Body position matters more than people realize. You want to be comfortable enough that you're not rushing. If a vent is on the ceiling, that means a stable step stool, feet planted, one hand free to steady yourself. If it's low on the wall or floor, it means kneeling in a way that doesn't twist your back. When your body feels steady, your hands do better work. Readiness has a feel to it. It's the moment when everything you need is within reach, the system is quiet, and you're not thinking about the next step yet. You're just present. That's when mistakes are least likely to happen. If you're still running around grabbing supplies, you're not ready. Take the extra minute. It pays off. I start by loosening the vent cover slowly, supporting it with my free hand as the last screw comes out. There's usually a faint shift in sound when it breaks free from the wall or ceiling, almost like a soft sigh. That's years of air pressure being released. I lower it carefully, already feeling the weight of dust on the backside. Before I clean anything, I look. The pattern of buildup tells a story. Thick dust along one edge often means uneven airflow. Darker residue can point to moisture or cooking particles. This isn't about diagnosing the whole system, but it helps me understand what I'm dealing with. I use the vacuum first, not the brush. Light passes, letting suction do the work without forcing debris deeper into the vent opening. You can hear the pitch change slightly as dust gets pulled in. That's how I know it's working. Then I switch to the brush, gentle strokes, dislodging what's stuck. If I see dust falling instead of lifting, I slow down and adjust the angle. When I wipe with the damp cloth, I'm paying attention to resistance. A clean surface feels smooth. A dirty one feels slightly gritty, even through the cloth. I don't stop until that grit is gone. That's the difference between cosmetic cleaning and functional cleaning. Inside the vent opening, I keep my movements shallow. I'm not trying to explore the duct, I'm just removing loose debris at the entry point. If I feel resistance or hear a hollow echo change suddenly, that's my cue to stop. Knowing when to stop is part of professional judgment. With the filter, I slide the old one out slowly. Sometimes you can feel how clogged it is just by the weight. A heavy filter has been working overtime. I check how it came out, note the airflow direction, and then slide the new one in with the arrow pointing the same way. It should seat easily, not flop around and not bow. Reinstalling the vent cover is the final moment of judgment. I hold it in place, start the screws by hand, and tighten them just until they're snug. Over-tightening can warp the cover or crack the wall material. You can feel when it's right. The screwdriver stops naturally, and the vent sits flat. When everything is back in place, I turn the system on and listen. Clean vents have a quieter, more even sound. No rattles, no whistles. Air just moves. That's how I know the job was done well. If you made it through this, you didn't just clean vents and change a filter. You learned how to read airflow, how to trust what your hands and ears tell you, and how to take control of something that affects your health every day. You can do this. And now, you know what right feels like.